Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. National Press Day is being celebrated today, honoring the essential role of a free and responsible press in society. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India in 1966 and not only celebrates the achievements of the press, but also reinforces the responsibility it carries in building a more informed and transparent society. The theme for this year is Safeguarding Press Credibility Amidst Rising Misinformation. In Nagaland, the occasion is being marked with a special program organized by Kohima Press Club. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipio Rio has extended his greetings to the press and media fraternity. In a social media post, he said, the day honors the role of journalists and the media in promoting transparency, accountability and an informed society. The Chief Minister urged everyone to continue upholding freedom of expression and to protect the voices that shape democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediyapada, town of Narmada district of Gujarat, yesterday on the occasion of Jan Jatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He said, tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years.
Janajatiya gaurav hazaron varshon se hamare Bharat ki chetna ka abhinn hissa raha hai. Jab jab desh ke samman, swabhiman aur swaraj ki baat aayi, to hamara adivasi samaj sabse aage khada hua. Hamara swatantrata sangram iska sabse bada udaharan hai. आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया.
The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. He emphasized that the country cannot forget the contribution of tribal society in the freedom movement. The Nagaland Foothills Road Coordination Committee, NFHRCC, has raised concerns over the slow progress of road works under the Bhakti Division of Woka District. The committee carried out a joint inspection of 9 sites yesterday with the Lotha Hoho, LLRPO, YAPO, contractors and departmental officials. NFHRCC convener Supu Jamir said the current pace is too slow and could delay completion beyond the December 18 deadline. While work on 5 bridges were found satisfactory, earthworks for 3 sites remain slow. The committee also highlighted confusion over road alignment, urging the relevant department to strictly follow the approved 2013 survey alignment. Following the inspection, the joint team also held a review meeting where they adopted 2 resolutions to prioritize completion of the 2 land construction and mandating that no foothills road work in Woka district proceeds without the approval and involvement of NFHRCC. As part of the International Year of Cooperatives 2025, the Nagaland Cooperative Conclave 2025 is all set to be held in Kohima from November 18 to 20. The event will focus on strengthening and empowering cooperative societies and stakeholders. Supported by NABARD Online, in partnership with the Nagaland State Rural Livelihood Mission, the conclave will seek to underscore the vital contribution of cooperatives and reaffirm their integral role in economic transformation and sustainable development of Nagaland. In cricket, Nagaland will take on Odisha today in their 5th Ranji Trophy Elite match in Bhubaneswar. Both teams are currently at the bottom of Group A table, having lost 3 of the previous matches and drawn 1 each. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast shallow to moderate fog conditions over the northeast states for the next 3 days. It said there will be no significant change in the minimum temperatures across the region over the next week. In Nagaland, dry weather is expected during this period. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.